What's up? This is D-Ray with Texas Law Dogs Podcast. Welcome to the wild world of Texas policing. Real stories told by real officers from the street. Anything from the academy all the way to retirement. Let us help you understand why we are the way we are. Rate, review, subscribe, follow us on all your social media platforms and your favorite podcast platforms. New episode coming up.
Texas Law Dogs.
Texas Law Dogs. Coming back at you. Number three.
Is he here?
I'm here.
Oh, he's here. There he is.
Number three show in the United States, working up to number one, Joe Rogan. Fuck you.
Yeah, we're right behind Rogan, is what Hollywood said.
Yeah.
Did you get that email?
Roll another joint, Rogan, because we're coming.
Get that email. Okay. So now, can we please talk about the Raccoon Ranger?
That's funny,
dude. You got to tell me. We were just talking about that. Tell me how that happened. Somebody called you because you were game warden.
Yeah.
Somebody called you a raccoon ranger.
Yeah.
That's clever. I like that.
I was just checking a deer camp, and the guy wasn't happy I was in his camp.
Shit's says, funny.
What's a raccoon ranger doing in my deer camp?
That shit's funny, man. Did you laugh?
Yeah, I sort of giggle. I mean, you got to keep jovial with it.
Right. you got to be. It's got. I mean, that's kind of funny.
You feel it?
So it's me. Hollywood, Brandon, half a Steely.
The pissed off
side. The pissed off side of Steely, right.
Right. I'm just going to sit over here and sulk in my own
We got it.
Sorrow.
It's all good. We got you. Rough day. It's fine. We got it.
Hey, Joe Pickett.
Joe Pickett. Joe Pickett. Joe Pickett.
Yeah, he said that a while ago. Yeah. He said that a while ago.
Does it? Listen, what would you just say? I was going into deer camp.
And somebody called him a raccoon ranger.
CD Box.
Yeah.
So the Joe Pickett series.
CB Box series, yeah.
CJ Amazing.
That's funny. So what's probably the wildest thing? Like, have you seen a dude going at it with a donkey?
I have not.
Okay.
Hey, you need to tell him the stories about in training.
With a donkey.
In the boats.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, we'll go there.
Yeah, part of the Game Warden Academy was the...
Uh-oh. I'm sorry.
Pausing,
I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep it in chronological order.
Chronological.
So this is while you're in the academy.
Yeah, I'm in the Game Warden Academy.
Go ahead. That's pretty much the beginning.
And I'm a Game Warden Cadet.
That's what they called y'all?
Yeah.
Game Warden Cadets. Oh, yeah, we're cadets, yeah.
They sent me to Zapata County, and we're doing night operations on Lake Falcon. For night operations, we're using night vision goggles, and I mean, it's totally blacked out, and we're sitting in a boat on this lake, and we're in a sea arc.
Doesn't this lake, some of it's in Texas and some of it's in Mexico?
Yeah, it's an international boundary lake.
Yep. Okay. Nice.
And Mexican nationals will come over onto our side, and they'll use gill nets and illegally fish on our side, that kind of stuff. But they'll also traffic narcotics and drugs, marijuana, that kind of stuff. So this night we're sitting out there on the lake, and it's all quiet. And we're going through our game plan, and one of the seasoned wardens that's in the boat with me says, okay, here in a little bit we're going to hear this outboard motor. And it's going to be distinguishable. You're going to be able to hear it coming across this lake. And whenever you hear it, we're going to start heading towards it. And whenever I tell you, you're going to put the spotlight on it. I'm like, okay, that's my job.
Simple enough. I got you.
Put the spotlight on it.
Gotcha. Okay. No Copy that.
So we're out there for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and you can hear it coming closer and closer and closer and closer. Well, the seasoned game warden that's on the boat says, okay, he's past the halfway point. We need to let him come a little bit closer. This lake is big.
Big.
I mean, it's over a mile across. I mean, it's big. So it gets a little closer, and we start putting closer towards it. And then all of a sudden, the game warden just guns this boat. And, I mean, it's pitch black outside. Luckily, I have my night vision goggles on, and I can see this guy coming across.
You see the ship fly past you?
Well, yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Well, I see what this happened boat, there? And there's just one guy in the boat, and it's an outboard motor, but it's a big old huge engine on it, and I see this big old mountain of stuff on it. What the hell is that? And, of course, nobody's talking to me because I'm just a measly cadet.
Right. Holding a spotlight.
It's not on yet. But we get about 50 yards from this guy, and they said, turn the spotlight on. So I turn the spotlight on, and my job is to shine it in this guy's eyes. Okay.
Okay. And you've got NVGs on also?
Well, we flipped the NVGs up.
Right. I was fixing to say.
And
light your world up, man. Yeah.
And I've got an AR-15 on my side and the spotlight in my hand. And I'm just trying my best
while we're on this
boat just to keep this light in this guy's face. And it's not that hard because it's a big ass light. Anyways, so I'm thinking, okay, we're going to pull up beside the guy and the guy's going to stop and that kind of stuff. Fuck no. We run the fucking boat over.
No way.
What?
Look at the road. So you knew this was going to happen.
Hey, I've heard this.
I've heard
boat
part
over.
Of this, but real quick, Sea Ark, how big is it?
The Sea Ark's a 21-foot boat. It's big. And
but what's it made of? Like steel?
It's made of aluminum. It's a Vietnam-style river boat.
Oh, wow.
And what kind of boat was he in?
He was in a hauled-out Ranger bass boat.
Okay.
That had an outboard motor on it.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. And there's a mountain of marijuana.
Yes, they say they're not matching. You've got him power and girth and weight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Around. Emphasis course, on the girth.
Yes.
I've got him blinded, and we're going probably about 40 miles an hour. And I'm not kidding. We run over this boat.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
We run over the entire boat, the mountain of marijuana and everything. Marijuana bells are floating in the water next to us. And this guy is swimming next to us, and we stop and we pull the guy into our boat.
And you still got the spotlight in his face.
And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Because I've been a cop beforehand, and I know about civil rights, and I'm like, I just lost my damn job.
You're in international water, baby.
Different rules.
I'm thinking, I just lost my damn job.
Yeah.
Well, the other game wardens on the boat are like high fiving. Yeah. The guy's handcuffed. He's in the bottom of our boat. And we're,
oh my gosh,
we're fishing marijuana bells out of the water,
smoking them.
Oh,
I didn't know where this went. International waters, different rules.
We're fishing bells of marijuana out of the water, and we get them all up and we go to our side and turn this guy over to the sheriff's department. And we've got all this marijuana, we take pictures of it, you know, the trophy pics, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm still not sure I'm not in trouble. Because we just ran this guy's boat
over. Yeah, it's been
statute of limitations.
Thank
what?
You.
What were you doing? Like,
we
looked up.
Do you see this look? It was like, shit, I forgot
what
it's
he was talking about.
Yeah. Well, finally, one of the season game wardens came over to me and said, this is how it's done.
Like, yeah.
And you were like, it's different in boats.
Do you know what they do now?
Well, it is. Number one, it's different in it's different for a boat that's registered in a different country coming into our boat.
Yeah.
Whenever two boats have a collision in our country and they're both registered in our country, it's considered a collision, an accident. Right.
A crash, yeah.
A workable accident.
But not whenever it's
intentional.
Intentional.
Well, not only that, but whenever it's a boat that's not registered in your country.
Yeah.
So it's like fair game, man. You can do whatever you want. It's
awesome.
It was crazy.
I didn't know that.
I heard and I read in the newspaper, which they still actually print now, recently about this kind of enforcement, that now they drive by them two boats on both sides.
And pin them?
And they had, no, they have feathers, and they just go.
They tickle them?
God. He's like, look at me. I was like, I was falling for it. I was like, what are we doing? This is cool, man. You're going to like sandwiching? Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not cool.
Shut up. Okay. Yeah, but, anyway.
As you know from one of the past episodes, I worked out here on this lake, and I got assigned to this area, and that's how we did things.
That's crazy. That's Wild West stuff.
Yes. Now,
we weren't aiming for the people. We were aiming for the motor, not the motor off the boat.
That's some cowboy.
Yeah, I was just about to say, this is when he's wearing his cowboy hat.
I would turn him down so he didn't hear it.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah, he completely didn't hear
it. I turned him down. He didn't hear it. That's gangster.
Well,
some gangster stuff.
It's pretty
wild.
So dude, close,
so okay, so what else happened that was like that? That was like one of those moments. It's like I'm not in Kansas anymore.
You would get in boat pursuits.
Okay, and you could just pit them.
You could pit them.
No, here we go.
A lot of times they would try to turn back and go to the Mexican border.
Well, of course they would.
Back across.
Yeah, of course they would.
We did that with jet skis. We did that with.
Whoa! Y'all were on jet skis, or they were on jet skis? Okay,
they were on jet skis.
Now, were they just hauling dope? Is that what they were?
Yeah.
Okay, so. Most of the time, was it dope, or back then was it people too?
most of the time it was dope.
It was dope because where you were. Night.
The people that would come across would just walk across the border. I mean, you could literally walk across the river.
Right.
Border Patrol back then, and that was weird too, because 1 week they'd just be sitting on the side of the road with their lights on, watching the illegals walk across.
Wow, yeah, just watch them.
And then the next week they'd be stopping them.
So it's like depending
on planned.
What the legislation had for the day.
Yeah.
What else was just, since you already had been police and like you were talking about civil rights, and it was like, hey, we have a method and a reason that we do things that we do. What else was just totally bonkers that down there? Like, you're grinning.
Yeah, we had tug of wars.
Of
all right, I was telling you about
you would like that.
I was telling you about them doing the illegal fishing.
Uh-huh.
So we'd be working gill net operations like on the Rio Grande, and they'd have their gill nets run from their side to our side,
right?
And a gill net is an indiscriminate net that catches all types of fish, not just specific fish.
Dolphins,
yeah, mostly dolphins in the Rio.
Yeah.
Now in that part of the area, there are a lot of tilapia, which is an invasive species of fish.
Right.
And we want to get rid of all the tilapia, but these gill nets, they didn't only catch the tilapia. They caught the bass. They caught the catfish, all the good game fish, too.
More than five per person.
Definitely more than five. Yeah. And some of them were undersized, too, you know.
Yeah, they got to be so long, right. A certain length.
But
to be keepers.
So we'd see these gill nets, and sometimes they were a mile and a half long.
Oh, my God.
So we'd start pulling them in and pull them into our boats. Well, they'd see us pulling them in, so they'd try to pull them in, too, because the gill nets aren't cheap.
Right.
We'd tie them off to a cleat
right.
of our boat.
Oh, yeah, because y'all had the bigger boat.
And they had a hold of it. They're on land sometimes.
Oh, my gosh.
And, of course, they're wrapped up trying to get it, and we'd gun it.
Ay, caramba.
And we'd pull them into the water.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
That was sort of fun.
Hell, yeah, that's fun.
I can see where this
I mean, who's going to complain sideways? On you? They're on the Mexican side, and we're on the Texas side.
And you drug them out in the international water. Swim back.
You know, we always thought if we could get them on our side, we could arrest them.
Right.
But we never did.
You never did. So what was the largest dope bust that you saw or was a part of?
That very first one, whenever I was cadet, that was over 600 pounds of marijuana.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah. Nice.
I've
got that. On one of the...
I've been a part of the 1400.
On one of the jet skis, we got 200 pounds of cocaine.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
That's super nice. 200 pounds on a jet ski?
On a jet ski. And it wasn't on it. It was in it.
Like taped around it and stuff? Or no. What? No, it was inside?
In it. Yeah.
So did it sink low in the water, kind of like... what was that dispatcher we had?
Oh my gosh.
No, look at this. There. I'm not going to go there.
We're not going to name
here
it.
Here we go.
So
here we go.
Going back to Falcon Lake.
That's the
there
same.
Was an incident a guy was murdered.
Yes.
I remember it was on the news.
Is this what you were talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was fixing to talk about this, and I said, stop. This is perfect for the.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, it's good. I'm glad you brought it back up.
So there was a husband and a wife that had ridden jet skis over across the international boundary and gone into a place called Sugars in Mexico.
Oh, that's where you want
and,
those.
And supposedly, sugars. According to her, they were just, you know, sightseeing and that kind of stuff for just, you know, being together and having fun. And while they're over there, while they're over there, supposedly members of the drug cartel saw them and started giving chase to them. And while they were chasing them, they were shooting at them with AKs. Sweet. And supposedly her husband got hit and killed, fell into the water. Well, she kept going as they were chasing her.
Hell yeah, she kept going.
And she's the only one that made it back. So it became a big investigation, involved Texas Rangers and that kind of stuff. And members of our legislature got involved with it. And I wasn't involved in the investigation per se. I didn't do any of the investigation. All I did was transport like the Texas legislatures around to the site where they were supposedly crossed the international border and just ferried people around.
So it was a big deal if they came out. They wanted to.
It was a big deal. There were news crews that came out. We ferried them around, that kind of stuff. We laid out a wreath where supposedly they crossed at. I mean, it was a big,
it was a big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal. How did you know about that? Because he told you about it, yeah. Steely?
But yeah. Then it became a big lie, right? They were wearing cowboy hats, right?
I think. I saw it on the news.
Oh, yeah. Game Wardens generally wear cowboy hats.
Big yeah. lie, right?
Yeah. No, no, no.
It became a big lie?
No, it's for real. No, it was all real stuff.
She really killed him and covered it up with that story.
I thought no. it was the dope deal.
No, it could have been a dope deal gone wrong.
Yeah, that's the story. That
oh, right.
Or the theory behind it is that it was a drug deal gone wrong.
Yeah. It's always a dope deal gone wrong, yeah. You know? So what about, oh, what you got?
Oh, I just want to know, at the bottom of the lake, find anything?
At the bottom of the lake?
Yeah.
Do you spend time at the bottom of the lake?
I didn't spend time at the bottom of the lake. I didn't think
you
spent time at
the bottom of the lake. You dragged the lake? You
drugged the lake? No, we didn't have to drag the lake. You're talking about all the bodies that that I recovered out of Lake Falcon, out of the Rio Grande. Well, I was there for 18 months. And out of the 18 months, we recovered over 21 bodies. Me personally recovering 21. And none of them drowned.
None of them drowned.
Because what were the evidence? Yeah, the evidence of not drowning.
Well, some of them were missing their heads.
Or holes in the head or in other.
I'm pretty sure, and I've read in some books, maybe not accurate, I don't know, that you lose your head when you drown.
Well, clearly it happens in Falcon Lake.
Yeah.
Clearly in Falcon Lake.
Clearly that's the only lake that happens
I lost
in.
My falcon head.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's where that happens at.
Well, it was really interesting there because, like I said, some of the bodies you recovered were headless. Some of them had handcuffs on.
I was going to say, or bound. Ah,
but what was bound. So special about the handcuffs?
One of the handcuffs.
Furry.
Said McAllen Police Department on it.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Dirty. Not dirty, just, you know, what happens if he ran off from a pursuit? He was handcuffed and he ran from the from the arrest.
Exactly. He lost his head.
Yeah, I don't know what he was doing.
That and one night we were, it was early one morning, we were going to do some gillnet operations. And me and several other game wardens were on, of course, the United States side of the border. And the reason we didn't go ahead and launch our little John boats to catch these nets was because we could hear them having a war on the other side of the river.
Kidding, yeah.
And so we held off launching our boats because it was close. I mean, we could see the flashes and all that kind of stuff. So we're sitting there waiting.
They had gillnet wars?
Gillnet wars. That's my fish.
This is probably the Gulf Cartel and members of, I can't remember, another one of the drug cartels. Anyways, we're out there waiting to launch our boats, and we can hear somebody on the other side yelling in Spanish, "Help me, help me."
What is that?
Ayúdame.
Ayúdame. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So it gets...
You're like, no.
We're looking with our MVGs, and we can see him, and he's sitting on the other side of the bank. He's sitting on the other side of the bank. And it gets light enough, we can finally identify him and see the color of clothing it is. So we call our local border patrol and tell them about him. And they call the consulate, and the consulate contacts Mexico. And then about an hour and a half later, we've been out there for a good while at this point, a group of guys come up to him, and they wave at us. They acknowledge that we're there, and they walk right up to him.
Oh, dude.
They executed him right in front of us.
Dirty.
It blew my mind. I was like, holy moly, we just watched an execution.
Yeah, so it's the Wild West.
It is.
It really is. Like, legit.
They got cowboy hats on.
Yeah.
And what gets me is they just turned around and left him there.
Really? Yeah. That was it.
Yeah. Job done.
So, of course, we called it in and did what we could do, but we couldn't go over there. And, by God, we're not going to... We're not going to shoot over there, that kind of stuff. So it was just nuts.
And that was after you'd been police, then game warden,
yes,
and then police. So how does that work? Like, hey man, I've seen some sketchy shit. I mean, is that how you take it? Like, you know what policies we're restricted by?
Oh hell yeah!
And it doesn't seem like
it doesn't follow any of them.
Ross fixing to say that's got to be just a completely different world. It's a different planet than
whole different world. And I don't know if. That was the Mexican army, or if that was like the Gulf Cartel fighting the Zetas,
right.
Or what. But it was.
It's, yeah, I know it's very questionable who's clean down there.
Yeah.
Like, you call someone, I'm like, I'm going to call this guy because that's who I report to. And
so you don't know who's coming as your back or not.
Yeah.
You really, yeah. Well, from over there, definitely yeah. not. And it was sort of sketchy on our side too, if you wanted to trust everybody.
That's what I'm talking about. Like if you called like a, I wouldn't say like a neighboring department or something like that, but I mean, you never know who's on payroll, you know?
Well, I was told whenever I went down there to don't trust anybody until you know them.
Yeah.
You know, and it was weird. But after I had moved my family up to where we live now, I stayed down there for another 6-8 months. And I moved to Lake Falcon, and I lived on Falcon State Park out there. And I could watch from my porch them fighting in Old Town Guerrero. It was crazy. Pretty wicked.
Isn't there still a state park down there?
Yeah.
You can sit there and watch that?
Yeah. Well, you could. I don't know. I'm sure it's still going on.
Yeah. I mean, it's always going on.
I mean, it's right. I mean, it's that close. It's right mm-hmm. there. Hmm. I remember, bet it hadn't slowed down.
I remember patrolling the dam, literally on top of the dam, and going to just the international border because it's marked off by flags, and there's a distinct line there. I mean, there is a line. And when I got on top of the dam, I could see BORTAC, which is the Border Patrol's tactical operations people. And they're in there in armored vehicles. And then on the other side was the Mexican Army.
Right.
And I mean,
and they're not friendly.
No, they were friendly.
I was fixing to say they should be, right?
We would meet in the middle and we'd talk and that kind of stuff. But you never knew whenever it was the Mexican Army or if it was the Zetas or the Gulf right. Cartel or whatever, because they had all the equipment that the Mexican Army had.
They had the same stuff. Man.
That's jacked up.
That is, right, dude. Russell? It's crazy.
Right, Russell?
Right.
There you go.
It's pretty, I mean, that's got to be the most intense job that you've had.
It was definitely different. It was fun. We had so much freedom. It was neat. The game warden job itself was very rewarding.
Well, I mean, doing the you know, all those tickets fun. For illegal bass, you know?
Yeah. So other than Falcon Lake and these mass doing the gill nets and all, did you ever patrol like smaller areas like deer and
certainly,
so
certainly. We'd go out and we'd check deer hunters during deer season. We'd check dove hunters during dove season, and we'd go to different places in Texas. They'd send us all over the state to take care of our job.
I hunt, and in my time, I've probably been contacted like 3 times. Mm-hmm. And in that, it's, you know, I kind of do the same thing, hands off the weapon, trigger area, stuff like that, because they expect you to have weapons. You're hunting. But I just, what kind of, I've never seen one dressed up in like some kind of camouflage or anything, but did you ever do that, like hide or sneak up on and using goofy methods or whatever to get up on them?
Like you mean a homemade ghillie suit? Is that what you're going for?
That's what Russell and I did. But
yeah, no,
we didn't do homemade ghillie suits, but we would sneak out and do some operations, some poaching operations. We put out a decoy deer.
I was going to ask about decoys. Yeah,
put out a decoy deer, and it was a mechanical deer.
So it moved and everything.
The tail would flip, the head would turn, the eyes would glow if you shine a light on it. It's pretty cool.
How many times did it get shot?
The deer would get shot multiple times. But that was fun.
That explains why I've shot so many deer and they just run off.
Yeah, and you can't find them. Yeah,
or they don't move.
It's damn like, robot.
Well, Steely's like, man, he shoots out of the driver's side. When he shoots out of the passenger side, he's fine. But yeah. Driver's side is not good.
Yeah,
but yeah, we'd go shining or go watch looking for shiners.
Heck yeah, like trees, like when they're spotlighting up in trees.
Well, spotlighting up in trees versus, you know, spotlighting across the roads and shooting deer is totally different.
Yeah, you don't care about
you
that.
Can spotlight and shoot raccoons and that kind of stuff.
From the road?
As long as
you All right, from the road. You heard it. From the road in the trees, I can shoot a raccoon. So that's what I heard.
Spotlight raccoons from the road?
That's what I heard. Yeah, okay. Just not deer. All right. Just not deer. Is that really that big of a deal? Because, I mean, I don't hunt.
Yeah, why is
it such a big deal?
So protected on the deer?
Because deer are an invasive species.
Think I've asked you if, like, if you caught some fawn, like little baby.
No, how about deer? A cold deer?
I'm just saying, no, I'm.
What was he got? Four horns going out of his eyeball. Come on, white. Yeah. What needs to go?
A white tail that you found as a tiny little fawn, and you're like, this thing's not going to live if I don't help it. You help it. It sticks around. It's in a fenced in area. Oh, now I've committed an offense.
Now you're in trouble.
Yeah, really? Because, wow.
Yes,
that's an offense.
It's you're the confining state's that animal.
Deer. But what if it's your deer that you like nursed and raised back to health?
It's not your deer.
It's the state's deer. It's
that's
state's
dumb. Deer.
Hey, yeah.
They all belong to the state.
That's
state
dumb. That's my deer. I got a deer locked up back there. I ain't gonna tell you about it.
I don't believe it.
Wow. Not really.
So okay, what else is protected? Can I do an alligator the same way?
No, the alligator is protected. There's a season.
I will kill every alligator I see. Just so you know, I hate those ambush predators.
Okay, so for real, look, I've been police a long time. I can't really like rescue a deer and like have him in my
rescue the deer, but you're not supposed to maintain possession of it. You're supposed to bring him to a wildlife rehabilitation specialist.
Well, I did. Yeah, I made one. That's right. Yeah.
I even I even
told him he was free to leave, and he didn't.
Those are people licensed through the state.
Oh, my gosh. Stuff. Yeah. Power, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't know that it's any more power than a regular peace officer.
What about the...
I ain't never busted up on somebody's property for no deer
hunting. Can't game wardens, aren't they the only agency that can arrest the governor?
Oh, fun fact.
Fun fact.
Wikipedia? Like, what's up?
Not the only one that can arrest a governor.
I think everybody can
arrest the governor.
Yeah. Seems like there was something in the police.
President. It's the president. And the fish cops can get the president.
A raccoon ranger can't arrest the governor.
I bet you they wear cowboy hats, too.
That's what we talked about, yeah.
Cowboy hats give you authority for it.
If you wear a cowboy hat, you can arrest the governor. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Look, he's going to look it up. Are you looking it up right now?
No. I'm not looking at cowboy hats.
He's
shopping.
Size,
he's
man.
Shopping. He's in, style, Chief. He's in.
I can't. I'm still. Okay, now I'm going to be like him over here. I'm hung up on the fact that I can't nurse back that baby deer and keep him around.
I'm curious. Yeah. What about the high
fence? Okay, okay, okay. What if it's not
areas?
A high fence? No, what if it's just my 5-strand barbed wire that D-ray, my cows stay in and he chooses to stay?
And that's his choice.
I'm not keeping him from leaving. He's free to leave.
That's his choice.
Until he gets to the fence. But
yeah, you put him in your chain link fenced in backyard.
No. But he might have a collar that's
got
the
buried over it at any time.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. He's free to leave.
But the high fence, like where you buy tickets or whatever, tours to go and hunt.
Yeah.
And they have like whitetails in there. Explain that.
The deer still belong to the state,
but now,
these people are either they're wildlife rehabilitation specialists or they have the permits that they need
to allow people to make money people hunting them when they're caged in.
You didn't say hunting.
No, they're for hunting. They're for hunting.
It's like a reserve.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, reserve and hunting, two different things.
Like these high fence areas we have all around here.
Yeah, you're talking about high fence game fence. High fence game fences.
Yeah, that you pay to go shoot that deer.
Yeah, they say
it's not hunting to me because it's going to be in this box right here.
That's, it's got a leash on it. And it
really?
Mm-hmm.
So they can do that.
They can do that, yes. It's heavily state regulated.
So you got to have the money for the permit to do it.
It's all about the money.
It's all about the money.
Yeah.
Follow the trail, baby.
Yeah.
It's all about the green.
It's deer breeding facilities is what it is.
Some people call them greenbacks. I call them green bucks. That was weak.
So tell me about a reserve and the high fences. What's the difference?
A reserve, like a state reserve, is a place that...
I wasn't talking state reserve. A reserve. We got one in, like, pretty close.
A preserve or...
No, reserve. Yeah. That's what they call it.
Is
but,
this
I mean,
wordplay?
Like,
I don't know what...
No, it's just got a bunch... Like, you can go out there and hunt, too.
Like at a state park?
No. It's privately owned.
A privately owned place.
Yeah.
Careful.
Well, he's not Raccoon Ranger anymore. He's fixing to get stilly. Yeah, it's not me. I ain't wearing no cowboy hat. So it's I'm in. So it's like I ain't got nothing to worry about.
Those are all highly state regulated.
So realistically, you have the right paperwork. You pay for the right permits.
You're
good to go. If
you want a pet deer, just get you a pet deer.
Right. I got a
fallow deer. Go with fallow deer.
Fallow deer is totally different.
What's a fallow deer?
They're kind of pretty, kind of small, but they're meat deer.
A fallow deer is a non-native species, and there's no season for them, that kind of stuff.
What is a fallow deer, right?
Axis deer, fallow deer.
So do they look the same?
Axis.
No, what's a fallow deer look like?
Well, they got the spots on them.
Like allies and axes?
Yeah, I know what axis deer is.
Axis. Like I got an axis.
You better ask somebody.
Yeah, you know who doesn't wear cowboy hats? Firemen.
And me.
They do.
Yeah.
They do wear cowboys now.
I don't wear them either.
I understand the fire. It's like a fire retardant
fire
layer.
What?
It's
Russell's wife didn't like when you say that word. So I learned something. I didn't know that you could not have a pet deer.
Yeah, you can't have a pet
deer. Wow. Or,
hey, remember
like
this.
You can't have a pet raccoon and a pet.
You can't have a pet raccoon?
What?
For what? Well,
okay, please tell me I can have a squirrel because I'm trying to catch one.
You can't even have a fish tank with a bass in it.
You can't have a fish tank with a bass? Right.
Big brother, dude.
So let me ask you this. Okay, so for us, if we're standing at the door and we see somebody inside that's got a Class B misdemeanor warrant, I can't just enter in because they've got a Class B felony.
But
sure.
They got a raccoon back there.
What if it was you and they had a bass swimming around in a fish tank? Can you go in?
Actually, yeah.
Well, you're seeing it just the way the same
it's
way
on view
any
offense.
Police can look in. It's on
but
view.
I'm asking. I was trying to poke
it's
fun
on
at the
view
fact
offense.
That it's an on view class B bass in a fishing
I do have
aquarium.
A serious question.
Yeah, mine was not serious.
So it is illegal.
Here we go.
I'm asking, is it illegal to have a bass in a fish tank in your house? Like an aquarium?
Just said that. Yeah.
Yes, it is not legal to have a bass in your fish tank in your house.
Okay. So you can't do that, but you have a pond in your backyard.
Yeah.
Different. That's totally
but
different.
But you can have them there, right?
It's natural habitat.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just like the pond in your backyard. You don't have to have a fishing license to fish out of.
Right.
Right.
Because if I was going to fish in my aquarium, I'd have to.
Maybe if you put a sticky note that said pond on the side.
I identify as a pond.
Yeah.
This aquarium I identify as a pond.
Because we ran that search warrant years ago out in the county.
For the bass? And
there was a bass in there. God, yeah. And that was illegal. They like called the game ward or something.
Well, I think.
Oh, no.
Okay. So if you're at
you're like, time out, tag team, time out. We need the game warden.
No,
a bass
no, we can enforce all state, federal.
I'm just saying,
dude. It's
I arrested a warrant for illegal bass that you wrote.
Warrant
that
holy
you wrote.
Shit.
Listen to me. That you wrote the ticket warrant. For. You wrote a ticket.
Chicken at large.
Illegal bass. Because I was like, who in the hell wrote this ticket that I got this guy on a warrant?
I don't remember.
187. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Of course, he's scoping out 4 and 5 for illegal bass. Of course
I don't
he is.
That, but
you did. I looked it up.
I will say that I have arrested for chicken at large, which is
I got illegal bass,
amazing.
Which is bad.
That amazing.
That's good.
Bad
that's
enough.
Like the lowest blow ever.
I don't know. Yep. That's still he's pointing.
Hold on. No.
Hold yourself.
I got 45 more minutes of questions.
We got 45 more minutes of time.
45 more minutes of me not wearing a cowboy hat.
Nah. Yeah, you're going to wear that hat, boy.
I bet. I feel like he's warming up to it.
I as we talk, I think he's all
I
in
do
it.
Too. I really do.
Yeah. Cap up, bitch.
Texas
stewing, he'd be happy.
Stewing.